Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 2nd December. Top stories for today. Minister in the Prime Minister's Department, Datuk Seri Mohamed Rizwan Mohamed Yusof, said the restrictions on the entry of foreigners into Malaysia are made based on the Scoring Board of Risk Assessment metrics, which includes the number of COVID-19 cases, death rate for 1 million people in the last 14 days, and the death tolls, as well as recovery index. He added that the government would continue to study and scrutinize the matter from time to time to allow entry from targeted countries using the travel bubble concept. The Malaysian Meteorological Department today issued a yellow level weather alert warning that heavy rain can be expected in several states until tomorrow. The rain has been forecast for Perlis, Kedah, Penang, Perak, Kelantan and Terengganu. Thunderstorms and strong winds can be expected in Perak, Selangor, Negeri Sembilan, Melaka, Johor, the interior of Pahang, Western Sabah and Sarawak and the federal territories of Kuala Lumpur and Labuan in the evening and early part of the night during the period. Police today obtained court permission to extend the remand on 3 local men and a Thai suspected to be involved in a shooting exchange between General Operations Force personnel and smugglers along the Malaysian-Thailand border on November 24th. The remand on the Thai man and one of the locals was extended by 6 days until December 8th, while the other two by 7 days until December 9th. In the shooting incident, Sergeant Bahardin Ramli was killed while his colleague, Sergeant Norihan Tari, was seriously injured after they came under ambush by a group of smugglers. The Perikatan Nasional Supreme Council has agreed to propose the formation of a presidential council as a platform to discuss government policies and bolster cooperation between the parties. The decision was made during a meeting held yesterday, chaired by Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin. Perikatan National Secretary General Datuk Sri Hamzah Zainuddin said the council will comprise of all Perikatan National Party leaders. Japan aims to admit large-scale numbers of overseas visitors for the Tokyo Olympic Games without mandatory vaccinations or quarantines, provided tourists submit negative coronavirus test results and download smartphone tracking apps on arrival, the Nikkei Business Daily reported on Wednesday. The report didn't detail how many visitors would be allowed, but said that game organizers have sold nearly 1 million tickets overseas compared to 4.5 million tickets sold in Japan. Britain on Wednesday became the first country in the world to approve the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for use and said it will be rolled out from early next week. As Britain anticipates further authorization and approvals, Pfizer said Britain's emergency use authorization marks a historic moment in the fight against COVID-19. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.